In a previous blog post, we showed you how to extend the power of Agentforce and gain in productivity thanks to custom actions built with Apex or Flow. In this post, we'll share an example of how you can implement two custom Apex actions that let you retrieve an invoice PDF file from a third-party accounting system, or more generally, a file from any external system, and share it publicly. What's amazing is that you can achieve this with less than 200 lines of basic code. About the use case. The following screenshot illustrates how such a solution would be useful when drafting an email to a customer that includes a link to their invoice. A user would request an email draft that holds a public link to an invoice for an order. The agent would then fetch the document from the third-party system and respond with an email draft that includes a public link to the document. A screenshot of Agent Builder showing the conversation that allows a user to generate an invoice and share it in an email. Before diving into the implementation details, here's an annotated diagram that outlines the key steps of how such a use case would unfold. 1. The user writes a prompt. The agent identifies the conversation's topic and builds a plan to respond. 2. The agent starts by running our custom Get Invoice action. 3. The custom action makes a REST API call to the third-party accounting system to retrieve the invoice PDF file. 4. The custom action stores the PDF as a Salesforce document. 5. The agent calls the second Get Public Link custom action. 6. The custom action creates a publicly shareable link for the invoice. 7. The agent returns the public link to the invoice PDF file. Now that we've identified the key steps, let's take a look at the implementation of the first action that retrieves the invoice from the accounting system. Retrieve file from a third-party system. In this example, we assume that the data for the invoice that we're going to fetch is hosted by a third-party accounting system. We'll call a REST API from the third-party system with our custom Apex agent action to retrieve the invoice PDF. We start by configuring an accounting underscore service external credential to identify to our remote host and authenticate our API call. Then, we use Apex to make our HTTP GET call to fetch the invoice PDF file from the accounting system's REST API. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Once we retrieve the binary content of our PDF as a blob, we create a new document version, a content version record. Note that the Apex code below and in the second action is bulkified, so that it can also be used in a flow and does not hit governor limits. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. You may have noticed that we didn't create the document beforehand. Instead, we create a first version directly. Behind the scenes, the Salesforce platform creates the document, content document record, and attaches the first version to it. This is why we need to fetch the parent document ID, so that action returns it. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. There are two important limitations to this approach. 1. This implementation cannot handle files that are larger than the Apex heap size limit. Consider using a middleware platform like Heroku to process files via APIs. 2. Storing documents on the Salesforce platform consumes data storage, and you'll need to schedule some regular cleanups so that your org does not run out of space over time. Consider using Data Cloud for scalability and archival purposes. Share file publicly. Salesforce allows you to share documents publicly with the Content Distribution Object, CDocs. This object is tied to a content version, a version of a document. Content distribution provides flexible options for sharing documents, such as the generation of a publicly accessible URL to serve the document, a configurable expiry date, an optional password protection, and the generation of the related password, the ability to be notified when the document is accessed, the ability to track view count. Our custom Agentforce action requires the document ID and allows for several options, such as a custom expiry date and an optional password protection. Thanks to the power of Agentforce, these options are set at the conversation level based on the user prompt. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Then, our Apex custom action builds a content distribution record. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Before returning the link information from the action, there's one extra step that is required which is easy to overlook. We need to refetch the content distribution record that we just inserted. The reason why this is required is that we need to obtain the generated public URL and password, if the user chose to password protect the file. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Conclusion. That's a wrap. You saw how you can build custom AgentForce actions with Apex to fetch files from a third-party system and distribute them with publicly accessible URLs. You can combine these actions with an email drafting action to obtain powerful plans and boost your users' productivity, thanks to the power of AgentForce. Check out the sample GitHub repository to explore the source code and give it a try. Resources. GitHub, sample code. Blog post, build custom agent actions using Apex. Documentation, external credentials. Documentation content distribution object. About the author. Philippe Urziel is a principal developer advocate at Salesforce, where he focuses on the Salesforce platform. He writes technical content and speaks frequently at conferences. He is a full-stack developer and enjoys working with APIs, DevOps, robotics, and VR projects. Follow him on X and LinkedIn, or check his GitHub projects.